Hi there, everyone. This is Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom, the internet radio show that tells you all about the Akashic Records, takes your questions, takes your discussion, welcomes your challenges. This is the show that we can discuss anything you really want to discuss when it comes to the Akashic Records. Tonight's theme is going to be on gratitude. That's what I am going to start talking about, and I have a message from the Akasha for you on gratitude. And we're going to start with that, but before we do, I'd like to just first say a warm hello to all the folks out there who have been supporting us up to now. Would like to mention to you that if you really enjoy this program, you can go up on the BBS Radio site with where my program is and scroll down, and you'll notice there's a donate button to donate money. So that's how we stay on the air, is with your support. So if you like this program and would like to donate some dollars to make sure it stays that way, all dollars are accepted and welcomed and appreciated, and we're very grateful for them. So if in fact after this program tonight you want to support it, please do so. Also like to say to the Akashic Record Consultants International, they are available at www.arc-akashicrecords.org, and we are an organization that educates and certifies Akashic Record consultants and teachers. And again, you can call me for a personal consultation anytime you like at 216-691-1233. And I'll be talking about classes that I'm going to be doing to teach you how to access your own Akashic Records later on in the show. Okay, so let's talk. We have a message from the Akasha tonight on gratitude. And so what is important, you know, this is a very important week for us here in the U.S. It's an important week from a galactic point of view. It's also a very important week. There are shifts happening that are moving us forward into a span of time that is not only expanding our consciousness, but it's also expanding our heart energy. And it is actually making a deeper connection between the heart and the mind in those folks who have chosen to move into their own personal knowing. Deep and meaningful knowing comes from a combination of energetic expansion from the heart connected to the mind that goes to source. You are now sitting in a space of very much like a vortex, is what they're showing me. A vortex of energy that has created a stirring of issues around your life, around, when I say your life, they're saying the situations, the environments in your life, your emotions, your relationships, your career. Things are truly in a spin right now. It's as if the vortex is literally, the best way to explain this is to say that it's stirring the pot. It's bringing all the things that are buried deep up to the top of the pot, bringing deep issues up to be seen. And there are those of you out there that are combating issues that you thought you had completed, you thought you had done all your work on, and you're finding out now that your work has not been totally completed, that there are still pieces of emotional baggage that is there for you to look at. This is not a criticism. This is a way of knowing. It's a way of understanding that each piece of emotional baggage that is stirred up at this time is there for a new quantum leap. It's about really, they're using the term dusting off the old books. Dusting off the old books, going deep into your own rituals, going deep into your own knowing, and also deep into your old wounds that may not have been completely healed. One of the watch words, or rather the clues, of knowing that an old wound has been healed is when you can talk about it without charge, when you can move into it without a feeling of either regret or tension or anxiety or sadness. You can actually talk about the whatever it is in a flat way, as if you're discussing something that is outside of yourself. That's when you truly know the wound is healed. Now, what's important about this time frame for those who are called to the heart and mind energy is that it is at this time that we begin to move into a time of not only releasing emotions, but releasing physical issues, releasing physical environmental issues. It's about really cleaning house. We cannot wait till spring to clean house. This is it's a time of literally pulling all the things that no longer serve us out from underneath the bed, as it were, and moving into a space of thankfulness and gratefulness for all the things that have been brought to us. And this week, being Thanksgiving for the U.S., is a perfect time to move into the gratefulness. Also, there are, because this is a big week for being with family, there are a lot of old issues, old baggage, that gets stirred up because of the interactions of being with family. And you will know you have healed when your buttons are no longer there for your family members to push. When someone can say something to you and not cause you to want to flee or want to cry or flinch, when you can stand up and have your buttons not exposed, but really to move into a space of allowing the other person to give you their opinion and literally not take it personally. Now, and what the gift here is as you come together with family, if there are situations that come forward that do hit your buttons, that do trigger you, it's important that you immediately become grateful and say thank you. Now, you can say thank you, God. You can say thank you, Spirit. You can say thank you, Universe. You can say thank you to whoever is within your sacred space. But what's important for you to do is immediately say thank you and then forgive yourself. So it's thank you, I'm sorry, I forgive you, I love you. To go and move into the Ho'oponopono work. And if you don't know what that is, call me or email me. I'm happy to give you that website. It's really important that you really look at what is up for you, because what is up for you are the last vestiges of what you need to heal, to really put you at rest, to move you into a space of light, to move you into a space of peace. Because as you move into the gratefulness of the woundings that may come up this week, that is really important information for you to truly take your power back. Every time someone is able to take you off balance, to move you into a space of defensiveness, or a space of anger, or whatever takes you out of joy, that is a clue. That is a very important piece of something you have to go into so that you can neutralize it. And so it's really about being grateful to the person who is giving you the gift of that information. You see, your personal power is a very important piece when it comes to you, not only do you doing your own healing, but for you healers out there, it is absolutely essential from this point forward that you truly take on the mantle that you know what you know. I'm speaking to you who has hidden your talents or been afraid to come forward and be the healer that you are, or be the intuitive that you are, or be the animal communicator that you are, or be the Akashic Record person that you are. It's time now to take off your mask. It's time now to unleash and to remove all the layers, all the blankets that have smothered you. It's time now for you to at least unburden yourself and move into the idea that you can truly, truly be the great being and know the great being that you are. That is absolutely essential. And it is essential for your peace of mind that you move into your own personal knowing, your own personal receptivity of your personal talents. And you begin to do that by working on yourself. You begin to do the healing on yourself. And you show those around you that you are truly walking your talk. Now, what this means is that for all the areas that you have felt that you have let yourself down, or you feel that you have not been the person that you want to be, it's time to release that guilt and shame and choose to either do something about it or let it go. This is the time where you must stand in your own integrity. And you must move into taking back your own personal power from a place of strength. And it's going to be absolutely essential that when you take back your power, that you really commend yourself for this. That is absolutely essential. That you feel proud of what you're doing, feel proud of who you are. And if there are areas where you can't feel proud, those also are the areas where you've let your power be taken from you, or you've given your power away. And so if this is the time, from this point forward, this is a time for gratefulness. This is the time for you to move into your light. And from now until the end of this year, inventory is at hand. Because when the new year begins, you have an opportunity to step into such light, such magnificence, that you can now begin to truly plan to receive that which is your birthright. The work needs to be done now. Now, what I would like to do, and what the record keepers are asking, is for those of you out there that either have questions, that are troubled, that need help, that need someone to talk to, that need someone to be supportive, or those of you who are out there who would just like to call in with your list of gratitude, you are all welcome and encouraged to call in now. And for those of you in the United States, you can actually call toll-free. And you can call right now. Call and talk to me. I'm listening. I care. And I want to hear what you have to say. You can call 877-876-5227. If you're in Canada, you can call 888-815-9756. Or if you're out of the country and would like to dial direct, you can call 530-876-3222. This is your time. There is no charge to call in. This is your time to get your answers. And so I welcome your calls. And for those of you who may feel a bit shy about calling and would rather email your questions, you can email your question to info@akashicwisdom.com. I'm sitting in front of my computer, and I'm ready for your questions. That's Akashic, A-K-A-S-H-I-C, Wisdom, W-I-S-D-O-M. That's info, I-N-F-O, at akashicwisdom.com. So, to move forward now, and there was a question last week that had to do with, I don't remember what the gentleman's name was, but he had something that he wanted to ask about. And I suggested that he call in when it was time to talk to us when we didn't have a guest. This would be the time to call in. This is the time for us to talk about whatever questions that you would like to talk about, okay? Now, let's talk for a moment here about near-death experiences. There was a question about what really happens when a person dies. And when the question was, what really happens when a person dies? What do the Akashic records have to say about heaven and hell? And I think that's an excellent question. One of the things that's important to understand about when we cross over is that we all have come from different soul groups, as many of you know. And just as there are different customs and different ways of moving into the light or being received into the light after the time on this planet is done, Every person comes in differently and has a different soul group. So that's not like every experience is necessarily different. But there are different soul groups that have different traditions. And they're liking it. They're giving the example of different nationalities that have different cultures, that have different belief systems. And it's not just religions. This is not about what religion you are when you pass. That's not necessarily the criteria. It has more to do with what the traditions are of your soul group. And so there are some individuals that will literally go and be aware of, let's put it this way, be aware of the tunnel of light. There will be other individuals that will literally be not conscious once they go through the tunnel of light and just appear on the other side and actually be quite bewildered, and that's when loved ones come to get them. There are other people or other belief systems that immediately after moving into the tunnel of light or through the tunnel of light, they go to a schoolroom for a debriefing. And there are other belief systems where after going through the tunnel of light, they go to a place of total rest where they are where literally the soul takes a breather, if you will, a time to be in total light before going through the life review. And there are others that can choose not to go through the life review. They can choose to go through it sooner than later, or they can wait. And those are just a few of the different situations. And what's important to understand is that there are also other soul groups that literally use their time. It's like once they go through the tunnel of light, they stay closer to the earth. And they, before moving into a place of ascension or peace or decision of when they're coming back, there are those that will stay closer to the plane of Earth and be available to their loved ones. Now, the way this works with near-death experiences is that the near-death experiences that people encounter have situations where they move into an experience that is a contract that they have made to be able to come back and report what they've seen. And so based, again, on their soul group and its, the best way I can come to you with is customs, will dictate the type of near-death experience they have. But what is very important to understand is that every human that has had a near-death experience and comes back to explain it is a messenger, is a divine messenger that can help the humans on this side of the veil to feel complete, can feel hope, and move into a knowing where they may have not had it before. So I encourage you, if you've had a near-death experience and you would like to talk about it or ask some questions of the Akashic Records, you can certainly call in now. That will be just fine. If you have any questions about near-death experiences, you would call from the United States, you would call 877-876-5227, or you can call 888-815-9756 if you're in Canada, or you can dial direct, and that's 530-876-3555. 3222. And, or you can email a question. And that email address again is info@akashicwisdom.com. Okay? info@akashicwisdom.com. Okay. So now talk to me. I really, really, your questions or your dialogue is what makes this program so viable. So let's throw another topic out there. And let's talk about, the record keepers are suggesting we talk about angels and walk-ins, which is very interesting, that they would put those two vibrations together. And what they're saying is that many times walk-ins, and just to let me kind of back up and explain to you what a walk-in is. A walk-in is a being that comes into a body, and it's almost like you exchange souls. So the body stays the same, and the soul that came in moves away and into the light, and then the other soul comes in, again, this is all with agreement, and moves in at a certain time to fulfill whatever it is they needed to fulfill to help them learn. So for example, let's say that there is one soul that wants to experience life on planet Earth from birth until, let's say, age 32. And at the age of 32, they are complete. However, their contract with another soul is that they literally switch. Now, the reason this is important is because the original soul has contracts with their family members, and so that they're not ready to leave the plane. They're not ready to leave the earth as far as the body is concerned, because that physicality, for whatever reason, is still important to maintain itself on this planet. And the other being of light, the other soul, wants to experience experience completion from the age of 32 years on to death, let's say, or onto leaving. And so the agreement is prior to coming in that one soul will inhabit the body up to the one age, and the other soul will take over. And so I can't even begin to tell you, there's millions of reasons why this happens. There's millions of reasons about how this happens. And what you need to know is that it does happen. There are many spiritual leaders out there that are communicating with us now of great wisdom that are actual walk-ins. And when a person is a walk-in, they bring a very unique and special energy because they are coming literally from the other side directly into a physicality. And sometimes that takes a little getting used to. And sometimes it's easier transition than others. But what the record keepers are talking about tonight is the walk-ins that are coming from an angelic presence. Now, here's what's interesting about this. And, you know, I learn things every time I open up to receive these messages. But the angelic being that decides to come into density as a human and moves into, now, I just want to mention, not all walk-ins are angelic beings. So just know that. We're just speaking about one type of walk-in right now. And there are other people or other souls that come in that don't have an angelic lineage. They have a different soul lineage. And feel free to call and ask any questions you want. If I'm talking about something and you don't understand it, you can ask anonymously, and you can ask, you know, with any questions you have. So this is your program for you to call and ask questions. So what's coming forward now is the actual walk-in who is coming forth from an angelic lineage. Typically, what happens is that the lifetime on the planet of that human has been one where the actual angel has literally been the guide of the human up until the time of the walk-in. And there is a contract, and typically angelic walk-ins come in at a time of great trauma where the being, the soul, has experienced pain to such an extent in this lifetime. It could be emotional pain, it could be physical pain, it could even be spiritual pain, or mental pain. And so the idea here is the soul itself, the original soul in the body, has experienced so much pain that their contract is to leave at a certain point, and the angelic lineage is to take over. Now what happens is, because the angel has been traveling with this human throughout this lifetime from a spiritual observational point, they know what's been happening with this being. They know what's been happening with the body. And as soon as they enter the body, there is a DNA, it's very interesting what they're telling me, there's a DNA, a physical DNA transfer that occurs, or infusion rather, and then there's a spiritual DNA transfer, so that the memories of the human stay intact, and the spirit actually moves in to strengthen the physicality and to work with the personality to affect the change. And that change is what moves them into really making a difference on planet Earth or whatever planet they're on. Okay, we have a caller. Great. Hi, caller.
Hi, Donna.
How are you?
I'm great. This is Cindy.
Hi, Cindy. Where are you calling from?
Minneapolis.
Oh, my friend Cindy. How are you?
I'm doing good. I missed your workshop.
No, you didn't. No, you did not. You did not miss that workshop, and I'm going to tell you why. It's coming up on December 1st and 2nd.
Great.
Yep, and that email's going out this week, as a matter of fact, to let everybody know. So you did not miss it. We're doing a level one in Minnesota. It's going to be in Eden Prairie, and it's going to be on December 1st and 2nd.
Okay, great.
Okay, and
great.
We can talk offline. I can give you all the details.
Cool, and then also you were talking about walk-ins. I just caught like the last 5 minutes, and you invited to call and ask, and so I'm calling to ask.
Okay, what would you like to know?
Am I a walk-in?
Are you a walk-in? Interesting. Okay. So this is a wonderful learning point. And thank you for calling and asking this question. So we're going to ask you a few questions to see how you respond, and then you're inner being will give you that answer. And so we're going to put these questions out for the audience, okay?
Great.
As well as yourself. Okay.
Great.
When you were young, did you feel that you had a limited time on Earth?
Yes.
And as you grew up, were there emotional or physical or mental traumas that caused you to retreat within yourself?
Yes.
And was there a peak of it was either a trauma or an accident or a time, it's like a pinnacle of pain that happened, and again, it could be even emotional pain that happened in your life where all of a sudden you felt like there was a total switch and you had a sense of all knowing and knowing nothing at the same time.
Yes.
And so
younger though, younger than teens.
Yeah, that it could happen as early as 2 or 3 or 5.
Okay. All right.
It doesn't. There was like the idea here of a walk-in. There is no age limit. It has to do with the contract that your original soul, the birth soul. Let's make it a little bit clearer for folks. The birth soul had, opposed to the entering soul. Okay, depends on what that contract was. So. Usually when there's a walk-in, it has to do with the feeling of all of a sudden looking through somebody else's eyes.
Yes.
And so of these questions that were just asked you, I want you just to move into your own personal center. And ask your soul that you currently have. In other words, like, remember what happens with walk-in situations. There's the soul. There are two different souls. One actually goes back to spirit. The other one comes in. But the personality is what has to move and work with that soul, because the personality holds all the subconscious memories of the lifetime prior. Do you understand what I'm talking about?
Of the lifetime prior.
Lifetime, in other words, like, you have the birth soul that leaves.
Yeah.
And so they don't take the memories with them. The memories are housed in the subconscious and the personality.
Right. Although I will, before you came on the air, I asked myself the question, and it was yes. And it's still yes, though when I'm listening, and maybe it's the logic jumping in, but I'm listening, I know that I have had a period of time that it's like I lost 3 years. I mean, things, it seems pretty consistent about things coming up, and it's like that all happened in this pocket of time. Is it possible to have it happen more than once?
Yes.
And
it is possible.
All right, and then I'd like to know the purpose, of course.
Sure. Okay. So,
was it because of traumas, or I know you mentioned because there's a different purpose, higher purpose, more meaningful.
Right. Well, the issue here, though, has to do with your situation. It has to do with there were actually what how old are you now? Are you in your late 40s?
Older.
Okay, all right. So like in your 50s, right?
Right.
Okay. Yeah, the reason I say that is because they were saying that it actually happened 4 times with you.
Got it.
Yeah. And the reason why that's important is because at each stage of growth of the inhabiting soul, had the contract. They're calling it like a relay race or a tag team, if you will. It's
right.
Like, okay, I got it now, and I'm going to move on. Are you ready to jump in and experience what you want? Yeah, okay, I'm ready. And it's all and that sounds kind of funny, but do you understand what I'm talking about?
Yes.
And so this, your physical body and your personality and subconscious were the host for these different beings. Again, this is not negative. It's, and in fact, it created a lot of growth within you. Does that make sense to you?
Sure.
Yeah. And a lot of growth, and the growth is what has expanded you and actually is getting you ready or has gotten you ready for you to move into your own acceptance of your own healing talents.
Yay!
Yay! And you need to also understand that there won't be any changes from now on.
Okay.
Okay. This is the way it is, and so you don't have to worry about things totally going upside down and changing again.
Okay.
Do you understand what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Good.
Yes.
And so that's what's really important, is you don't have to worry about that. And so the reason that's important is because you can really focus on doing your work now.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Wow. That's amazing. Thank you.
Is that helpful?
Well, it is. It explains a lot. I don't know about the earlier times, but there have been a couple other times, and I won't get into, you know, what's happened, but it's just very interesting. It's just very interesting. So, then I feel like my responsibility has amped up. I mean, I've always felt responsible and driven, so to speak, to help, to serve.
Uh-huh.
I'm just still trying to figure out that area.
Of what you're supposed to do to help, you mean?
Right.
Talking about helping humanity?
Yes.
Or what?
Yes. To help people, serve people. I'm a server.
I'm sorry, what?
I'm a service person, a person of service. And I've known that.
Yeah.
So, yes. And, yes, you know, we've talked about some of the gifts I have, and that's great. It's still focusing, where to focus and how to activate it to be where I'm meant to go, so...
Well, first of all, what you really need to understand is that it's going to, from this point forward, Cindy, it's going to be very important that you give up the need for doing it right.
Yay.
Really. In other words, again, that's for all of you listening, too. It's like it really is about coming into a space of really allowing and receiving and being open to that which serves you, and be open to the joy of receiving and not worrying about how you're going to, quote-unquote, make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not about you making it happen.
Well, it's allowing it to happen.
It's allowing. And it's really about feeling the feeling of what it feels like to have it already. Because when you feel the feeling of what it feels like to have it already, you open yourself up to not only that allowing, but you align yourself with the vibration of it in being in the now.
Well, and thanks for sharing that about feeling that it's already happening or already here. And I do feel that, and I guess it must be the ego jumping in, going, okay, but now what? So.
Well, that's because you're still trying to control it.
The C word.
Yeah. So the idea here is that it's about really getting clear about where your joy lies and to move into doing what's joyful for you. Now, of course you have to make a living and of course you have to do some things, but the idea here is the more joy you can bring into your life doing what you love, the more you open yourself up to doing more of it.
Sure.
Does that make sense to you? Do you understand what I'm talking about?
Oh, it does. It does.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, of course.
And
it's a good reminder.
Yeah. And so the idea is never, nothing is really we as humans busy ourselves thinking that we make things happen with our actions. And the reality that clearly there are certain actions that you have to take in certain areas, but the reality is that it's really about stepping back and letting spirit come forth and allowing it. I keep repeating that because the more we quote-unquote try to do it right, the more we come from a place of lack because we fear we're doing it wrong.
Okay.
And I can hear somebody out there saying, will you say that again? Yes, I will. The idea here is every time we try to do something and try to do it right, we are coming from a place of lack and the fear of doing it wrong.
And that's very intriguing because I have not heard that. I mean, it resonates with me, but I haven't actually heard it said. And so that is awesome, and I'm going to remember that.
Well, the reason that's important is because if you have two vibrations, the one of trying to do it right and the fear of doing it wrong are actually the same.
Yes, I see that.
And so by being afraid of doing it wrong, then that's what you bring to you. That's the alignment that you're in.
Yeah,
the alignment is that you're in fear.
And I didn't realize that connected to the lack. And
uh-huh.
I see that now that you bring it up.
Right.
It's very intriguing.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Right.
That is very powerful for everyone to hear. I'm glad that this came up.
Yeah, me too. And thank you for being that person to ask that question. Thank you very much because that hopefully that was I think that helped a lot of people.
Yes, it's huge.
Right. It's interesting. We're talking about walk-ins, and there's a lady who wrote in an email question. She wants to know: is it possible to have a walk-in come in and then leave again? And we had already talked about yes, that's true. The walk-ins happen, and that's how you lose time, by the way. Because the walk-in comes in during a time of stress for you, takes the experience and then moves forward from there. And then it gets their experience and moves back out.
And this was all pre-planned.
Uh-huh.
How in the world does someone become so fortunate to have it happen four times? Or is it
say that question again.
Well, you had mentioned like for myself, I've had four opportunities. And so I'm just wondering, if this is all pre-planned. So what type of conversation took place to schedule four walk-ins? I mean, is it normal?
It's not a matter of fortune. It's just a matter of agreement. I mean, I'm not saying that you shouldn't be grateful for it. I don't mean to say that. I'm saying is that it has more to do with what you agreed to prior to coming in with the other entities that wanted to have their experience. So I'm going to give you an example. There are women out there that feel, and I might get in trouble with some people on this, but I'm going to say it anyway because that's the record keeps telling me to. There are many people out there that feel that women who have miscarriages or abortions, okay, that there was great loss there. And the reality is that the being that was that was growing within that womb of the mother came in with a contract on with the soul of the mom to leave at a specific time so that they experienced what they need to experience, and that's all they needed.
Wow.
And so there are many women out there who have had abortions that are carrying around great guilt and great shame that can truly release it now. It's done its job, and it's over. And that they did a service, and that little being that was within them was not so little. There was like, you know, we think that these little babies are little beings. Uh-uh. Their spirit is just as large as ours is. It just happened to be contained in a little body.
Wow.
And so there are high beings that will come in and experience that. All they want is that peace of experience, and then they want to move on. And they may decide to come back in at another time, but for whatever reason, that contract, and again, remember, whether it's a miscarriage or an abortion, that sets off a whole many, many circles of emotional situations in the life of the mom. You understand that, right?
True, yes.
Yeah. And
wow.
And that's what we were talking about, being thankful and grateful for the woundings. Because there's nothing that we experience on planet Earth that isn't to help us experience more joy. Even if it comes in the package of grief.
And that is huge.
Yeah, it is.
Wow.
Yeah. And so there are moms out there that are, and again, this is not to try to make light of the sadness that a mom feels when she miscarries, or the angst a woman has to go through when she makes a choice to abort a child. This is not trying to candy coat that. That's
well,
not what's being said. That's true angst, it's true sadness, it's true grief, and it is also the contract of those beings
perfect.
Together.
Right.
As well as whoever that life touches.
Mm-hmm. That is powerful.
Because it's observation. So I tell you what, we are at 2 minutes left of this program, and because we have to stop at 5 minutes of. But I want to thank you so much for calling in. I want to see if there's anybody else that wants to do a quick call in. Please call me offline, and we can make arrangements for you to come to that workshop.
Awesome.
Okay?
Awesome.
And if anybody else is interested in coming to a workshop in Minnesota, it's going to be at Eden Prairie on December 1st and 2nd. Or you can come to Cleveland the following weekend. The Cleveland workshop is going to be on the 8th and 9th, and they're both level 1s. So we're also doing a level 2 in Cleveland and in Minnesota. But so give me a call if that's of interest to you at 216-691-1233, and I can give you all the information. But thank you, Cindy, so much for calling.
Blessings. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, darling. Take care.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, we want to thank Cindy a lot for calling. We want to thank Nancy Sue for her questions. We didn't get to one of her questions, and we will get to that angel question next week. I want to wish you all an absolutely joyous Thanksgiving. I want you to go deep in your heart and know that you are grateful for every single thing that has come to you, for all that you are and all that you're not, and all that you are yet to be. And to make this Thanksgiving an especially joyous time, I encourage you to ask those around your table to tell each one around the table what they are thankful for in their lives. And I want to tell you out there listening how thankful I am for you, because you make it possible by listening. And so we are going to close the program tonight. We want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones of all those wonderful beings of light. We want to thank them for all their wonderful healing information. We ask that their burdens be lifted, their hearts be open, and may you all look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine. And with that, we close the records of the Akashic Wisdom Internet Radio Show on November 18th, 2007, by saying amen, amen, amen. The records of the show are now closed. And I want to send a real happy birthday out to my son on his 31st birthday. Good night, everyone. Have a great Thanksgiving.